white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not throw this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
motherfucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hollering me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, bro.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Fuck me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt.
You.
You don't call
fuck
me a
you.
Cunt. Don't call me a
fuck
cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hi. I'm here to do show. I'm Dwight. That's me. I'm so fucking dumb. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, you got the whole applause. You hit the thing there that does the whole bumper. Hi, Poppy Lewis. Hi. Give me a second. I'm gonna pull up the Oreo fluff Skype. It's made of Oreo fluff. And if you don't know what Oreo fluff is, you're a mark ass bitch, because Oreo fluff is good stuff. Hi Skype, how are you? My name is Dwight, and I love you too.
Aww.
I know. I'm being nice.
Well, you gotta make it all weird.
No.
First
big teddy bear.
First day on the show, Ted.
Yeah.
Everybody, I didn't put up the green screen. I didn't feel like it, but. Yeah, my nice poster, you like that? Look at my original Dawn of the Dead poster. Yeah, nice and prominent right there in the back. Yeah. So we're gonna do the show. You know, that's what we do here on Saturdays. We make calls, we make laughs. Sometimes, not all the time. So, we're gonna do the calls. I've got so many celebrity numbers to try and verify here. I probably got 20 celebrity 20 different celebrities. We need to see if these are their numbers. It's going to be an eventful night. I took suggestions from people on Patreon, on Facebook, and a few others, you know, to try to, you know, I was like, hey, who would you like for me to try to find and call? And then they were like, hey, those D-list celebrities, Wasted Memory and Dragomir, you need to call them. And I'm like, no. What is that? Why did that all of a sudden start playing through there? Okay, let's try that again. The plug became unplugged. I think Carlito did it. It started playing through the tablet instead of through the mixer. The plug must have been loose. Don't touch my shit, Carlito. God damn it. God damn you. All right. So we're going to start at the top of the list. I'm going to start with the celebrities once again in order to not bore you and drag it on to the end of the show. But please make sure to subscribe over at youtube.com/Dwight the Janitor. Hit the like and subscribe and all that bullshit, you know, so you get your alerts, your notifications. You can donate to the show, to the production, all that shit, making me happy through YouTube Super Chats. You can also send donations over at PayPal, paypal.me/DwightPCN. We also have memberships through Patreon, patreon.com/DwightPCN. We have memberships through the channel as well. We have Super Chats. What else? Oh, the throne. The throne thing that's right there that'll play the Beavis and Butthead alert. Still on that from last week. We're looking for the goal for the Paperboy machine. That's the premier one right now, but there is tons of other shit on there as well. And I figure to reward you, along with the little sounder thing, we're going to play a little game of Bean Boozled tonight. Let me turn that. Bean Boozled. I still got this. But I'm not. We're gonna do donations and contributions towards Throne, and then like any like membership, and you know $5 or more in value, I will do the Bean Boozled. Because if I just did like any donation, people would be donate like a dollar or less, and then I would just get sick eating Bean Boozles. I would just get sick. It would not be good. Oh, the 2 for $5 big. I personally don't like Burger King. I've had their food and then I'm like, and then like I'm burping basically liquid smoke the rest of the day.
Ew.
Yeah. I mean Carlito thought it was the shit. Yeah, that's what they use for their flavoring is liquid smoke is pretty much what their stuff is.
Hi, please leave a message for Judy, Henry, or Ben.
Ah, that's Judy. See right there, I got Judy's number. All right. I mean, I don't know what to say to her. I mean, she's not that funny. That's the only thing I've ever seen of hers. But, I mean, at least that's confirmed. I mean, we could try it back again. But anybody in the mood to hear from Gary Busey? Let's try old Gary Busey here.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, is that Gary?
Hello?
Hey, Gary.
Yeah?
What's going on, buddy? I just want... it's Dwight.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Gary Busey.
Well, what is your name? What you called for?
My name's Dwight. And I was calling to tell you that I loved you in 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy.
Well, that wasn't me. That was my buddy Nick Nolte.
No, I could have swore you were in 48 Hours and another 48 Hours.
Well, we got mixed up a lot in real life, me and Nick. People go up to him and say, hey, Gary, how you doing? He said, oh, I'm not Gary, I'm Nick. People come up to me, Nick, hey, buddy, how you doing? I said, I'm not Nick, I'm Gary.
Oh, so this is Nick I'm on the phone with. I got it. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Nolte. I was trying to call Gary Busey.
No, this is not Mr. Nolte. You called Gary Busey.
Yeah,
you're just confused. You got a mental disorder going on. No. Communication factors.
No, yeah, I'm trying to call Nick Nolte. I'm trying to call Gary Busey.
Good luck. I'll talk to you later. God bless.
Okay, all right. Bye, Nick. All right, that was Gary Busey, everybody.
That was awesome. He got a mental disorder.
All right, we got Gary Busey on the phone. All right. All right, that's
got him angry too.
Yeah, I was like, hey, we'll just confuse him for fucking Nick Nolte. I put it right here. I was like, tell him you liked him 48 Hours. It was a defining film in your childhood. And I put Nick. It's Nick Nolte, not him. All right, cool. That's awesome.
Like, can you draw Dwight on the psychologist's couch? You know, he's got a mental disorder.
Oh, I should have asked Busey about his son. His son has been quite a bit of shit. He was actually in Roadhouse 2. They redid Roadhouse. Fucking blasphemy, motherfuckers. But Gary Busey's son was in that movie. All right, so that number for Daniel Baldwin did not work. Let's try this next one. Which one is the leftist nut job? I believe that's Alec. Alec's career would have been over ages ago, and you know, but Trump got in office and he started doing the impersonations and kind of revived his career a little bit. Oh, I forgot the younger Baldwin was in fucking Biodome. Talking about Steve? Yeah, Stephen Baldwin was in Biodome.
Steve, please leave a message. Oh. Thank you.
Oh, that's Steve's. Okay, that's Stephen's number right there. Okay, what is Daniel supporting all of their habits? And he's... Okay. So why was Stephen's number under Daniel? That's weird. We got his number. All right, let me plug that over to this one.
Steve, please leave a message. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Steve, it's Dwight. Give me a call back, bud. All right, bye. That's confirmed. We're confirming a lot of celebrity numbers tonight, but we're not getting them on the phone. This is a problem for me. And then this last guy, I know he's a wrestling guy. Clay might be able to elaborate a little bit more. Jim Cornette. People have been saying, they're like, hey, can you fucking call Jim? You find Jim's number? I don't know what he does. Wasn't he... was he the red-faced guy? The guy that was red-faced all the fucking time? No. Not him. Brother Love. Okay. I thought I saw him on the Dark Side of Wrestling or something on that one network. I forget what network it is.
Mike. Hi, and thanks for calling. My new spring office hours are from whenever I get the energy to whenever I get fed up with it. So leave your name, number, and the level of your emergency, and I'll do my best. But I can't promise anything.
Hey, Jim. How's it going there, bud? It's Dwight. Just give me a holler, I guess, whenever you get a chance. I'd appreciate it. All right. Talk to you later. Wait a minute. Are you there, Jim?
Blah, 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 blah.
Jim? Oh, shit. I think he just answered. Fuck. I think I was talking to a machine, and I think he picked up. God damn it. Let me call back. God damn it. Now I gotta do a Bean Boozled, too. All right, we'll get that ready.
Blah, 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 blah.
Who did the donation without me having to look?
It did.
Who did? You did?
Me did.
Okay. Orange or white?
Orange.
Let me pull up the possibilities of what this is. Orange or... Okay. Hello?
Hi, and thanks for calling. My new spring office hours are from whenever I get the energy to whenever I get fed up with it. So leave your name, number, and the level of your emergency, and I'll do my best, but I can't promise anything.
Jim, the level is 5. Level 5. I thought I heard you pick up, Jim. That's why I called back. I don't mean to razzle dazzle you or anything. But all right. I mean, call me back. The rules are I have to. Cat made the rules. I have to chew it and swallow it and finish it. I can't spit it out. Cat had really? A whole. She had a whole thing. We did this the first meetup we. No, it was the first one. The second one. And Kat's like, oh, I was the only one that swallowed. Like, her swallowing prowess was on display. She was like, oh, look at me, I swallow. Because we were spitting them out.
No, that's bullshit. You have to eat the whole thing.
All right, I'm going to do it now. Okay, here we go.
You can't just be like, oh, I'm just going to taste it. Good.
By the way, Dwight, the echo's gone.
Good. The strawberry banana, was a good one.
Ah, oh, boo.
Yep, it was a good one. All right, cool.
That's no
fun. All right, so we got Jim Cornette's number. All right, so the celebrities we confirmed tonight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them out of the 20. So does that still keeps us at 20%, right? Right? Is that what that is? Yeah, so we're staying at about 20% when we hunt celebrities. So we confirmed Judy Gold, Gary Busey, Brad Lockie, whatever, Stephen Baldwin, and Jim Cornette. Confirmed them all. All right, now on to the rest of the show. This price some online bullshit. 25%? Oh yeah, it's 25%. We upped the ante. So we're shooting over 20%.
Oh my god.
Hello.
Hi, who owns this salvage yard that I'm in?
Who owns the salvage yard that you're in?
Yeah, I'm like, everybody's gone. I was out here taking parts and shit, and everybody disappeared.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how to get out of here. I was trying to get the starter off of this car, and now, like, there's nobody here. Like, how do I get out?
You know it's 10:30 at night, right?
Well, yeah, but I saw the online ad. It said after hours, pick and parts special, and it said 25% off. So I came out here after hours, and like I thought you guys were gonna have lights and stuff, but I can't find nothing, not a thing.
Where are you at?
I'm in the yard. I don't understand the question, I guess.
You're in my junkyard.
Yeah, the salvage yard. It's not all junk. I came down to Clark's.
So you're out in my junkyard right now at 10:30 at night.
Yeah. You're the one that put the advertisement. Well, no, hang on. What's your name? Is your name Kevin? Yep. Is your name Kevin Walters? Because that's the name that was on the Facebook posting.
No. This is not Kevin Walters. This is Paul Clark, the owner of the junkyard.
Oh. Well, Kevin's the one that made this listing. And, like, now I'm out here. There's no lights. I have no idea how to get out of here.
I'm totally lost, dude. I'm open 8 to 5. I'm not no 24-hour fucking junkyard.
Yeah, it said to come after. It said after 9:30, come on out. And so I came out, I brought all my tools, it says bring tools, cash, it says but don't come until after is what it said, and it was in big bold letters. So I knew you were serious.
How did you get in my junkyard?
There's a hole. Like in the...
There's a hole?
Yeah. You know that big, like I'm over here by the big pile of tires right now.
I'm coming right out. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Well, I don't understand. Like, why would you close this all up while I was still inside? Like, you got to be considerate of people that are a little slower pulling parts. I've never done this before.
When did you get to my junkyard?
I got there at 8:30.
8:30 at night?
Yeah.
You're fucking retarded.
No. I'm trying to save money.
Yeah?
I got a car. I got a fix, man. I just don't understand why you would put advertisements out like this and then yell at me for showing up at the time that you specified on the advertisement.
Okay. Okay. So where are you at?
By the big tires.
Big tires.
I'm over here on what was that road? Hang on. Let me pull up my phone here and look at the Google map. Sims Road.
Are you up in my parking lot?
No, I'm inside. I'm not in the parking lot. I am inside. I had somebody drop me off with my toolbox, and I went inside, and I started trying to get this starter off, and now everything's closed.
Yeah, because I close at noon on Saturday. I don't know a fucking Kevin Walters, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it right now.
He put my way out there. He put a big advertisement out. He said, hey, we're 25% off after hours. He said, show up at 8:30. And he's like, notice that I didn't put the phone number on the advertisement. I don't know what the hell that's all about, but it said, I didn't put the number on. See, I'm smart.
All right, I'm on my way out there.
I mean, are you nearby? I can yell.
Yeah.
How far are you? How loud do I need to yell?
Holler out, because I'll hear you.
Okay. Like, which direction, though?
It don't matter, man. Just holler.
All right, I did my due diligence. Where are you?
Huh.
I don't know how I can make this any more. Make it any more. He's having a real beef with this Kevin, whatever the fuck. He's going to figure it out in a minute. But, like, he's having real beef with this guy. Oh, boy. Give me a second here. All right. We got voicemails that came in, so we're going to play those real quick. We had 10 minutes of voicemails, apparently. Are they from the same person, is my question. Are they in any particular order? Let's experience this together, right? Here we go.
This is Byron.
Hello.
Is there a point to this?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
How should I know?
Well,
I don't even know who you are.
You're calling me up saying you're in my junkyard, so what's up?
Oh, it's Junkyard Boy.
Okay. Oh, this guy.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Hello?
You didn't tell me why you were concerned.
I didn't tell you why I'm concerned.
Yeah, why are you concerned?
Yeah, why are you concerned?
Why am I concerned that you're in my junkyard?
Why are you concerned?
Why am I concerned?
Why are you concerned?
Why are you concerned?
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
You'll figure that out whenever I come at your ass.
I don't want you to explain it to me. I never asked you to explain it to me.
You really?
I'm calling 911.
I said, why are you concerned?
Oh, no.
Well, why are you concerned?
Are you still talking?
Are you?
I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking to you.
Oh, I'm talking to you too, honey.
Why? Why does that concern you? Why does that concern you?
And there's an intruder in our property.
Oh, no. The woman called the fucking cops or 911 in the back.
Oh, no.
No, she's wasting resources. What is she doing? Typical woman. He wants to argue. She's calling the cops.
Here you are. Right.
Who cares?
3899 Sims Road.
Oh, no.
He's talking to my husband that he's over here in our junkyard.
Why are you concerned?
Check your bingo card. The cops
are
calling.
Because we're out here in the
state.
Yes, right.
I want to hear why. Tell me why.
Tell me why? Why are you in my junkyard playing games, man?
Why?
He's Harry.
Why?
I'm gonna take a piss while this plays.
Hello?
Give me one good reason.
One good reason why I'm concerned?
Somebody in our junkyard, man.
I'm not concerned at all.
3899.
You're gonna be concerned whenever the Highway Patrol stops in at you.
That's the point. Who cares? Why are you concerned?
Why are you concerned?
I said, why are you concerned?
Inside here. It's dark out here.
Yeah, you are. You are.
You are what?
My husband is.
You didn't tell me why you were concerned.
Why are you calling stalking me like this?
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
Yes, here. You can hear it.
Why does that concern you? Why does that concern you?
Because you're in my junkyard, you're trespassing, and you're calling harassing me all night.
Why? Why were you concerned?
Why concerned?
Why are you concerned?
Because what makes you think of a junkyard?
Why are you concerned?
Why are you concerned?
Why are you concerned?
Cynthia Clark.
That's all right. We'll get to the bottom of it. It's all right, buddy.
Why? Why does that concern you? Why does that concern you?
He's saying he's inside here.
Why are you concerned?
Inside our property.
Is your name Kevin Walters?
Why? Why does that concern you? Why does that
concern? Why does it concern me? Because I'm going to get to the bottom of it and you're not going to like it.
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned? No, you didn't.
There's going to be a lot of people concerned when they figure out who you are, Kevin Walters.
No.
He's supposed to be the same as Kevin Walters.
Yep.
Nope.
Supposed to be, but it's a lie.
Yep, it's Kevin Walters.
It's Harry.
So why are you telling me?
Yes.
Why am I telling you?
That's the point. Who cares? Why are you concerned?
Well, why are you calling me up all hours of the night talking to me?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, ain't you got something better to do than call me after hours?
Nope.
Okay. Well, you will.
He's a stalker.
No, you didn't.
You will have something. You will be concerned about it when I press charges.
Also, my phone has been hacked.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm.
So?
What the fuck?
So,
her phone was hacked.
You think it's
your
cool?
Point to
it's
this?
All right.
My daughter.
Exploiting resources.
We still got 2 more minutes.
No, ma'am.
We'll just hang out here. It's okay. You want to talk to me all night? It's all right, bud.
No, it's not.
Why are you concerned?
No, it's not.
Yeah, you are. You are. Yeah, you are. That's exactly what you're doing.
Thank you.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking to you.
Oh, I'm not yelling at you. I know you are, but what am I?
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
It's like Series of Playhouse.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Yeah, you are. You are. You are.
Yeah, why? Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Yeah, why are you concerned?
Tell me why, baby. Why, baby? Come on,
why?
Baby.
Why does that concern you?
Why, baby?
Why does that concern you?
Let's have fun tonight.
How should I know?
Oh, we're having an after-hours special out of Clark Salvage. Come on out after hours. Walk around by a big tire pile. Yeah, that's a good idea. Walk around by a big
American
old tire pile. There we are. We're at the tire pile. Hi, Kevin Walters. How you doing?
Hi.
At the tire pile.
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? I'm great.
What's wrong? Wonderful. You get mad at me for saying not putting my number out?
The bot is self-aware.
You can't read on the post? Oh, poor thing. He got butt hurt. Poor little guy got butt hurt. Couldn't read the little ad I put out.
Yeah, see, this is the thing right
Tell
here.
Tell me why, baby, why you got butt hurt, baby. Tell me why, baby, got hurt, butt hurt, baby.
It's got a nice singing voice.
Good old Kevin Walters, St. Jim, Missouri. Using a Wyoming phone number. Boy, it didn't take me long to figure it out, did it? Tell me why. Ground control to Major Kevin Walters.
Oh, David Bowie, good taste.
All right, so that was the first callback. He called back again. Here we go.
This is Byron.
This is Byron.
Is there a point to this?
Is there a point to this?
How should I know?
How should I know?
I don't even know who you are.
I don't even know who you are.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
What is he doing, the I'm rubber and you're glue fucking treatment? What are we doing
this
here?
This is Byron.
You didn't tell me why you were concerned.
You didn't tell me why you was concerned, Byron.
Yeah, yeah, why are you concerned?
Do you have anything other than a recording?
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
Do you have anything other than a
Why are you concerned?
Why are you concerned?
Now his wife's laughing in the background. She just called the cops, and she's laughing.
Why are you concerned?
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
Why are you concerned?
I don't want you to explain it to me. I never asked you to explain it to me.
I never asked you to explain it to me.
It was pranked.
I said, why are you concerned?
I said, why are you concerned?
I'll wait.
This is Byron.
Are you still talking?
Are you still talking?
I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking to you.
This robot is self-aware.
This is a recording he's playing.
All right, so he caught on there. I'll end that one there. He caught on. And then we had more fucking calls coming. Hang on.
He called in again a fourth time, or a third time.
Is that the minute 10
it's
seconds?
It's a different bot. Yeah, play that one.
Hello?
Hi, it's Kevin there.
That's him again.
Excuse me?
Is Kevin there?
Who are you?
This is Corporal Rimshart with St. Francis County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, it's the cops.
Missouri.
It's the cops.
What?
Oh, great. We get to her husband. It's
hey,
on.
This is Corporal Rimshart with St. Francis County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, really?
Are you there?
Because I can
yes,
tell
ma'am.
You right now, my husband.
Uh-huh.
You have sat there and harassed me and harassed me on my show.
My show.
Ma'am, I'm telling you, this is actually a deputy with the Sheriff's Department.
Oh,
motherfucker, what the fuck, you punk-ass bitch?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Get him.
All right. Do this. Call my 911 center. The number is 573-43. St. Francis County Dispatch Center. Call that number. Yeah. Ask for Corporal Rimshart. They will dispatch me to contact you. I will call you back, and then I will discuss why I'm calling you at that time, okay?
You fucking loser.
Uh-oh, well, the cop just got called a loser. All right.
Hello?
Hi, is that Jennifer?
And this is she.
Hey,
who is this?
It's Dwight. I'm calling from the electric company.
Almost midnight?
Yeah, well, we had some outages, and this is the first time we've gotten back into the office to respond to some phone calls. Do you have an issue with apparently we're giving you three different estimates or demand letters?
Yeah, let me actually grab my paper because...
All right.
Cause I have my bill.
Yep.
That was my shutoff notice. And then the pink slip that was in my door was a different amount as well.
Okay.
And then when I called the other day to get my lights turned back on, the lady told me a totally different amount that wasn't even documented on anything that was sent to me after I'd already made a payment this month or actually last month. I mean,
and I was looking here, we've got some doctor's notes on file.
Yes, I am type 2 diabetic with medication that requires refrigeration.
Okay.
My electricity is how I cook to eat to stay alive. And my medication I take weekly, and that keeps me alive.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you're saying it's the electric is a medical need? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Refrigeration.
And when I called on the 27th when it was shut off, the first woman I spoke to wouldn't let me talk at all. When I explained that the previous month when we paid the minimum that was on my shutoff notice, which was $134, which is what they told me to pay, I paid the minimum. Again, last month, which was marked $99 on my bill. When I called on the 20th, I paid that on the 25th. When I called on the 27th, when it was shut off, the woman told me I had to pay $127. We paid $130. Turn it back on. I had to call back just to be able to talk to someone because the woman that I spoke to the first time refused to let me get a word in.
Yep. Hello?
Yeah, what was that?
What was what? You were in the middle of, you were telling me what was going on.
Yeah, and I heard a noise, like...
I didn't hear anything on this end. It might be on your end.
It sounded like Beavis and Butthead making noise.
What is that now?
And it's not on my end. Not on my end.
No, no. What is Beavis and Butthead?
No, it was a show, and it sounded like there was noise, like someone was mocking what I was saying.
No. There's no. We don't get television or anything here in the office.
Okay, I don't know what it was, but I heard someone in the background when I was explaining this to you.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead and continue.
Okay, so this $127 mm-hmm. is nowhere written on my shutoff notice.
Right.
Anywhere. Not documented.
Okay, so it wasn't physically written down. It's you're just kind of people are telling you word of mouth, basically what the instead of giving you like a hard copy of what's to be expected.
Yeah, there was nothing documented on the bill, the shutoff notice. There was nothing on the pink slip.
How long of intervals are you getting the shutoff? Is it like every couple of days? Are we bringing this by? Are we sending it by mail? What are we doing there? Are we having people drop it off?
So I got the bill in the mail. Mm-hmm. It's a shutoff.
But when you get it, what is it being put in your door or mailbox or?
Yeah, I just heard that noise again, and I know that I don't have anything on my phone.
And I'm on a landline.
That's strange.
Yeah, so no apps are running over here. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is, but so when I got the paper, when it was shut off, not last month, in August, we didn't get no pink slip in my door.
Right.
So my fiance and I, we called up. He tried to make a payment. I had my doctor send a note in.
Okay. And did they fax that in, or was it emailed in?
I'm hearing it again, so that's why I'm stopping because I'm getting a little frustrated because I don't. My phone was shut off. I was watching a movie.
Okay. Were you able to hear me?
Yeah, I was able to hear you, but then I keep hearing this thing from. Remember the MTV show Beavis and Butthead that was on MTV, like, back in, like, the 90s. I keep hearing that while I'm trying to talk to you.
I don't know. The last thing I watched on MTV was, Jersey Shore? Was that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the last thing I actually watched on MTV.
Yeah,
Was this before Jersey Shore or after?
Yeah. It was, like, an animated thing, and there were, like, really annoying people that were just,
like celebrity deathmatch, like claymation.
Yes. So yes. And I'm hearing like while I'm talking to you that keeps cutting in, and I don't have any apps open on my phone. My phone was charging, and I was watching a movie, and now I'm hearing this.
Allowed to bring our cell phones inside the facility once. Once you come in, they have to go into a lockbox because they're afraid that some customers – or I'm sorry, that will take customer information, you know, snapshot pictures. Yeah. It's a privacy issue.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm just letting you know that's happening while I'm talking to you, and I don't have anything going on my phone. So I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of upsetting.
What was upsetting now? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
This thing that keeps cutting in while we're talking, and I'm trying to talk to you about this.
Yeah, about the important, yes, I'm on board with you.
And then I keep getting this little thing cutting into our phone call. I mean, I wish my partner was home while this was going on so he can be hearing this too. But when this happened, when the shutoff happened in August, we didn't get no pink slip at our door. I explained that.
So that what they did, they just shut you off and not notify you at all?
Yeah. So I got the bill in August with the shutoff notice. We did everything to get it turned on. Typically, we get the pink note at the door. There was no note at the door. We did make the bill payment in August. Got this one in September. Made the payment on the 25th, $99. And then it literally got shut off 2 days later. The lady told me I had to pay $127 more on top of my $99. Are you there?
Dial toned her. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I was trying to reach Deborah. This is Dwight from Publix.
Yes, I was sleeping.
Oh, good. I caught you at a fantastic time then. I wanted to call and talk to you regarding the issue that you had with the toilet paper issue.
Oh, goodness gracious. Do you know it's almost midnight, right?
I did. That's why I called.
Why would you call it midnight?
Because most people are home at that time. And we take the toilet tissue issue seriously.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah. I can talk to you tomorrow. I'm doing a sleep study right now, okay?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm asleep. We're
okay.
Sleeping.
Okay, well, we got to get this figured out because we're going to have our lawyers. Our lawyers are going to sue you for stealing stuff.
Oh, you're a fucking nut.
No, ma'am. You're a fucking nut.
You're a so fucking insane.
Well, I think she needs a call back. I mean,
mental condition tonight. Everybody's claiming mental problems. Why?
You either got a mental issue or you're dying of type 2 diabetes. There's a whole.
You got your one. GC says.
Want me to call the police?
No, thank you. We got disconnected. Sleepy Time is saying the FBI is watching us. Sleepy Time actually did donated money the other day.
Good evening. Keep calling Wimpy's.
Hi, I'm looking for my brother. I got to get a hold of him. He's not answering his cell phone. The house is on fire.
The house is on fire. Okay, what's your brother's name?
His name, the last name is Peacock, P-E-A-C-O-C-K. First name is Drew.
Drew Peacock, all right, and he should be here?
Yeah, he's absolutely there.
Okay, give me 1 second.
All right.
All right, I just went and yelled at anybody here, his name is Drew, and they did not answer. Nobody here's name is Drew.
Well, you might have to do the last name because he was with another friend named Drew.
You said Peacock, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I yelled that name throughout the whole restaurant. Nobody answered.
And he didn't answer?
Nobody answered that.
Okay. Do you know what he ate? Because he does have type 2 diabetes.
I can see if there's a ticket in the system named Drew, but I can't tell you really.
Yeah. He drinks a lot of Mountain Dew. Do you have Mountain Dew there?
We don't have Mountain Dew.
Okay. You don't have anything real sugary, do you?
I mean, we have soda.
Soda.
But nothing. We don't have Mountain Dew specifically. We have a soda fountain or a restaurant.
Oh, and a bar, right?
Yeah, we have a bar right now. So that's
fuck,
the only
he's fucking got into the beer again. Mom! He's drinking beer again. Fucking Drew. How many beers did he drink? Because it's going to convert all the glucose and sugar, and he's going to lose his foot.
I told you there's nobody named here named Drew.
Can you go check one more time?
Yeah, I'll go check one more time.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for calling. Charleston List.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes?
Hi, I got mad watching the football games, and I did something to the room. I'm very sorry.
What you did to the room?
The bed, you know, the bed that you provide for us to sleep on?
Uh-huh.
I bit the bed several times, and now there's holes.
And it's what?
There's holes. I bit holes in the bed because the goddamn Georgia Bulldogs again. They won. They won again. So I bit the bed.
What is the room number?
Well, I mean, that's irrelevant. You'll find out when I leave. Like, there'll be, like, chunks of bedding that I've eaten. I bit the bed. I ate the bed.
But what is the room number?
Where do I find this?
You want me to call 911 on you?
No, why would you call 911? Are you stupid?
You tell me the room number.
I don't want to tell you my room number because you're aggressive.
Stupid.
Yet you are stupid.
No, you're...
Hello, girlfriend. Desk. How can I assist you?
Hi. I have issue in room...
What's your room number?
Well, the problem is I can't get the bed back through the window, like how I got it out. So it's kind of a problem. I don't know how I'm gonna get this on. Like, it's really a whole situation.
So you have the bed in the window?
It went out the window, and now I'm trying to get it back in the window.
The bed is out of the window.
Yeah, I folded it up and I shoved it out the window because I needed more room. I'm sitting there watching the football game and I can't be confined like this. The bed was taking up too much space, so I put it out the window.
Okay. So, why did... Okay, I don't... Might I put you in a short hold, please?
But how long? Because I have low tolerance for like hold music. I get migraines.
Probably a few minutes. I'm just gonna try and see and check in if we can get this fixed. That's all.
If you could just put the phone like down. Don't put me on a hold, please. Like I said, I suffer from medical migraines. My doctor prescribes them to me.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. So what phone are you with?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. A little slower, please.
Okay, what room are you in?
Oh, I'm in
215.
Yeah. Did she explain to you what happened?
We don't have a room for 215.
Yeah, it's 211.
211. We don't have.
Listen, I've been drinking a little bit, like, so I'm gonna need a little bit of assistance to help you find what information you're looking for.
No, we need assistance because you're telling us we don't have a room on the second floor.
Yeah, that's why I'm on the first floor. I don't understand. You're talking about stairs?
What hotel are you at?
The hotel that I'm in? I guess I don't understand the question.
What hotel are you in?
Why is this thing going off again? I thought I took it down.
Hello?
Hello? I don't know why this thing's going off again.
Where are you at? What room are you in?
Hang on. I'm gonna smash this fucking thing. You big fucking piece of shit fire alarm, motherfucker. Alright, it won't be making any more noise now. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, I tried telling that woman that I put the bed went out the window for the football game, and now I can't bring it back in. But that woman doesn't understand.
Hotel Revival, Tawanda speaking.
Hi, that man hung up on me. I don't know what his problem is.
Okay, so what room you in, sir?
All right, first floor. First floor, right there.
You're on the first floor?
Uh-huh. And I'm the fourth one from the office.
The fourth one from the office?
Yeah, four. F-O-U-R, four from the office. I told you I've been drinking, ma'am, and listen, normal circumstances would not, like, if I wasn't drinking, I would not have put the bed out the window, okay? That's Jack Daniel's fucking problem, not me. That's not who I am.
Okay, we trying to figure out where you at. Can you call from the wrong phone, please?
I'm calling from my cell phone. It's an Apple. It's the new Apple iPhone.
Okay, can you call from the room number? What's your room number?
The fur, like, by, but the over by the phone is the fur pot. Damn it. All right, let's do the quick Patreons real quick, and then we'll get back to the show. We got about 24 minutes left to show. Starting from the top, these are your active Patreons for the month of October, the spooky month of October. There are 68 of you. As always, I give credit to Axe at the very top of the Patreon list for all the behind-the-scenes work that he does. Very big contributor to the show. So we always put the Axe at the top. And then he's followed by Jerry... What's that? Go ahead. What?
I said, yeah!
Yeah! All right. We also have Jerry Seinfeld, Audi Love, Beep Beep, I'm a Yeep, Benjamin, Big Boy Farts 666, Brad Claus, Brendan, Brown Magic, Carlos Trin, CPBJ, Crispy 808, Derek Bentley, Dharma Wheelies, Dragonmir, Electro Pirate, Eric Wright, Eric Velovas, ESSLO1, Ethan Bentley, Fucking Slayer 69, George Wadsworth, Glenn Fielding, Gold Rust, Greg Zoomy, Grunts, a.k.a. Derek, Honey Baby 23, who became a member today, Hamilton Water Baby, Haifang, Hobo Lobo, Horse Machine Ranch Person, who you can thank for the Carlito prank request in the intro, It's Leon Motherfucker, I'll Fix Your Pipes, James Harrington, Jarvis, Jen F, John T. Fisherman, JT, Just Workman, Carter Pillar, Lickety Split 972, Lil Uzi Vert, Liz B, Lonesome, Luis, I fuck your name up. I'm not going to do it. Luis Minjanavar, Luke Jones, Mad Hatter, Maggie, Mark Window, Max Power, Milkbox. Next page pops up, and it's Milkman Ruined Shows is back. Mr. Pickles, Mystery Science Theater 3 Clay, P.S., Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Radical, Royce, Ryan Scheffler, Snonk, Pudding, Ding, Snoping, Ping, Ping, also known as Snappy Bakes, Sonum, Steve Blinch, Vandershire, Vitas, Wasted Memory, Xander Fett, Experts, and You Bastard Fuck. And those are your patrons for the month of October. And if you give me a second here, let me just go and give the shout outs to the members of the YouTube channel. That is under this tab, memberships, and then see your memberships. All right, so over here we have the gang leader, the Hoss of Wonder. Of course, he's always over here jumping, throwing out random memberships. We have Patrick T, Shadow Stoic, Benjamin, Lil Uzi Vert, Dr. Emmett Brown III, Johnny 098765, Neo Maru Anderson, Icarus, Eduardo T, XD, Zachariah, JJHH, Takaho Dombrowski, Eagles 63, Dustin, Tyler Romero, Doodle, Charles Bernhardt, J2H, Gardner Earth Guy, Where's the Kaboom, Colonel the Man, Shroom, Greg the Flying Pollock, Eternal Coco, Musical Muffin 68, Cheeseburger 747, and Tyler 1206. And those are your 29 members of the YouTube. And now we can continue with the rest of the show.
Hello? Hey, I have a problem in my room. Part of my language. But where the fuck is the salt and pepper in this room? Yeah. Where I get salt and pepper from? Oh, like, because the problem is we're watching a football game and my friend that's up here, he's a homosexual, but that's not the issue. But he bet against the Bulldogs to win it. And me and Bulldog Tommy, he's got to eat the pillowcase, and he said he's not gonna do it without salt and pepper. And this motherfucker, you know, he's got to eat it.
Yeah, well, you better tell that dude to go get that salt and pepper at the gift shop.
How much is salt and pepper?
That's free. Just a little packet of salt and pepper.
They're little packets. Yeah. You know, we told him, we said, hey, listen, you either man up to your responsibilities and you eat the pillowcases like a man, like you said you, or what I'm going to do, he's got two options, is what I told him. Like, hey, I'm in the other one. This is the two options. I said, you could either eat the pillowcase or I could pull the pillowcase over your head and we're going to have a fucking prison party with you. And so, like, and then I gave him a third option. You guys got bars of soap, right? Like more bars of soap?
Bottles of soap?
Bars of soap, like Zestfully Clean soaps.
Soaps? Nah, we just have like
Is there a Walmart nearby?
Is there kind of
Dollar General, Family Dollar, something like that?
There's a Target. There's a Target
fucking expensive, but. I'll go and, like, I'm going to buy bulk, like, bars of soap, and I'll put those in a pillowcase, and I'll fucking beat him about the face with it. So that's why we need a salt and pepper, because if he doesn't eat it, then I might have to create acts of violence against him, and he's gay. And, like, I don't want to go to jail for a hate crime, because that's not me, bro. That's not me.
Please don't do it. Please don't.
No, like, I don't want to act like I'm in prison still, but I will.
Oh, no, don't do it.
What do you mean?
I'm going to let you go for now, but yeah.
Where are you going?
Got to go to work.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Daisy. Hey, Alice speaking. Please hold.
I'll let you go and watch that game. Have a good one, man.
The game's over. Where the fuck have you been?
I've been working, man. I just told you, I've been working.
Yeah, I like that Jason Aldean. He says, try that in a small town. And I said, damn right I will.
Well, I wish you a good night, man.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye. Whoa, what was that fucking... Like, his spaceship...
Yes.
His spaceship took off as he hung up. He's out. Hello?
Hello, yeah. Hi, tell me.
Hey, I have a problem in my room, good sir.
Well, you're in which room?
You know what? I'm having trouble figuring it. I've been drinking a little bit. And, like, where do I find the room? Like, I would tell you, absolutely. Like, if I'm drunk.
I know, but you're in which room number?
I'm on second floor.
What's the name yours?
Last name is Johnson. And the problem is, it is embarrassing. I pooped the bed. And I took the sheets and I put them in the toilet and I fell and I hit the thing and make it flush. And now the sheets are stuck in the toilet and water is coming out of the floor.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why you put the sheet in the bathroom? Why you didn't keep it aside?
See, look, I flushed the toilet and now water is on the floor.
I know, sir, but why you put the bed sheet in the bathroom? That's what I'm telling. Why didn't you keep aside that?
Because I pooped the bed. Well, actually, what happened is I fell asleep, and I had my jeans on, and when I woke up, my door was open to my room, and somebody pooped in my jeans while I was wearing them.
Nobody will come. We have a camera, okay, Jonathan? I understand.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, but they came in my room, and I was wearing my jeans, and I was asleep, and they pooped in my pants.
I don't know, like, you have to check the camera, but now what do you have to do? Now what I have to do?
The somebody needs to come clean the toilet water, because, see, I flush the toilet, and the water, because the sheets are stuck in the toilet, now water is on the floor.
Okay, Jonathan, because my maintenance guy is also not there, but I'll come and check, okay?
Oh, no, I flushed more toilet.
No, don't flush it, I'm coming.
I flushed it.
But the bed sheet is where?
In the toilet.
Yeah, you put it all the bed sheet gone inside?
Yeah, it's stuck. Listen, I pulled a classic Jonathan, I tell you. I do this all the time.
Okay, leave that. I want to see first. What is that? Okay, what is the issue? Okay?
I flushed the toilet again.
Okay, and I'm just coming. One
I'm flushing the toilet again.
No, I'm coming, I said. Wait. Okay, Jonathan.
No, I flushed the toilet again.
Yeah.
Hello, I flushed the toilet again.
Okay, no worries. I'll come and check, Jonathan.
Hang on. Listen. Don't leave. Listen. Listen.
Uh-huh.
The toilet? I'm going to kick the toilet.
Okay.
Oh, I missed the toilet. I hit the mirror. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Hello? Classic Jonathan. Classic Jonathan move. I'm such a stupid motherfucker. I'm such a Terry Makichute son of a bitch. Me. That's me.
Okay, don't worry. Be calm, okay?
I'm such a dumb Terry Makichute marachod motherfucker. God damn it, Jonathan.
Okay, leave that.
Such a stupid motherfucking Jonathan. Motherfucker.
Are you glass tod raha bhai pura mirror bathroom mein?
It's a fucking mirror 226 motherfucker ass having such a classic Jonathan motherfucking move.
Hello?
What? Hello? Now the fire alarm's going off in my dick's heart. Hello?
Hello? Who are you, man?
I'm Jonathan.
Who are you? I call cops? Right now?
You can call your Terry Bapichute. Your Terry Marichute.
What?
Marachod motherfucker is who you can call.
Who are you, Marachod motherfucker? Mother Bhagat?
Hey,
who are you?
I'm Jonathan, you busty kid.
What the Marachod? Who are you? Why are you fucking language here?
Hey,
who are you? Just stay here, okay?
Nah,
I call cops, okay?
Nah,
right now,
Marachod. Marachod.
Marachod, you.
Oh, we got a toilet flush and a Marachod combination? Oh, yeah. And it ended right at 12:59. You see that? You see that right there? All right, I mean, we'll call him back. We'll call him one more time. It's 1 o'clock. We'll do an overtime call. And then we're going to go watch, what the fuck, Paul won? Paul? He seemed nice. Yes.
Welcome, and thank you for calling the motel.
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Oh, shit.
Blah 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 blah
12,000 pounds.
Now I gotta do that to him since he wasn't online. Hey, it's me, it's Jonathan again. Why did you yell?
Jonathan?
Why did you yell at me? I'm in 226.
No, who's Jonathan?
I'm Jonathan. I'm in 226.
Who are you? You are the president here?
Yeah, I'm 226,
yeah?
You motherfucker, you.
Who's the motherfucker?
You are Marachod.
Okay, just come to outside, okay?
Why don't you come fuck
just
me?
Come
why
outside.
Don't you come fuck me?
Just open the door.
Why don't you come fuck,
okay?
Fuck me?
Open the motherfucker, just open the door.
Why don't you come, no, you come open my door and
no,
you open.
No, why are you calling like this, Marachod?
Hey.
Why are you calling? Mind your language, man.
Hey, you want to come? I haven't come in 3 minutes.
Who?
Yeah. I haven't come
why
in three.
Why are you... Why are you calling Mother Chod?
I listen.
Do you know the Mother Chod?
Yeah, why don't you drink Gumatra, you motherfucker?
So, that's your problem. You drink too much. Not our problem.
Don't teach your bop how
we are
to fuck.
Here.
Don't teach your bop.
Who
hey,
fuck?
Don't teach
who
your
the fuck?
Hey, don't teach your bop how to fuck.
Hey, gone to Q fuck, man, mother.
Let me see your
just
lund.
Your language.
Show me your lund.
Just checking out right now, right
no,
away, okay?
No, you leave. Out. You leave. You're trespassed. You go home.
Who? Why? You leave. You leave my property.
No, you get off of my
property. Why are you coming here?
My
why
property.
Why are you staying here? Why are you staying here?
Why don't... Hey.
Huh?
Don't teach
why?
Your... Don't teach your pop how to fuck.
So why are you staying here, first thing?
Why? Because I like to fuck. I fuck
you
in your...
You have problem, right? Why you fuck?
I fuck in your
hello,
room.
Hello,
I fuck.
Hello, listen to me.
Okay.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Please listen to me, okay?
I'm listening, motherfucker.
Mind your language, please. Mind your language, please. Okay?
All right. Oh, I thought he was going to talk more. Like, I would have never minded my language if I knew he was going to hang up.